How did you get the idea for the last mosaic? Whose idea was it? What was the epiphany? What was the bolt of light from the sky that cracked open the way for you to come up with this?
That's a great question.
So after the program ended, Thomas, his daughter, and I had a week-long trip to Sicily because we decided we were going to have had enough of museums and ruins. We would go to the beach. And it was actually kind of a traumatic trip a couple times. The storms came in and there were near-death experiences, and the mezza plate there was really good. There was a place where you could have all-you-could-eat mezza appetizers. Delicious.
That was not near death.
No.
Wasn't death from overconsumption.
No, exactly. That was actually a restaurant called Il Gabbiano, the Seagull.
Yep.
Anyways, on the way home from Sicily, in the Sicilian airport, we think our suitcases got mixed up, and we ended up opening each other's notebooks, not realizing that, you know, I didn't realize it was Thomas's notebook and he didn't realize it was mine. Our notebooks look exactly the same. And we each read the other person's notes and we thought, oh my God, this is fantastic. We have to do something, you know, you have to do something with your notes. And he said to me, you have to do something with your notes. And
we said, let's do something with our notes.
Yeah.
And that's what the book is.
Yes.
You can't,
essentially.
You can't talk about...
With a few revisions.
Yeah. You can't talk about going to Sicily and having near-death experiences without elaborating on that, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There were some rough seas, riptides for swimmers. At one point, we had to help some people and help the lifeguard save a couple people from drowning.
Thomas did.
We took a cruise to the Aeolian Islands. I say cruise, but it was more like a large rowboat. And the seas were very rough. People were vomiting in the cabin. The deckhands were handing out plastic bags to everyone.
Children were screaming.
Men were crying. Women were actually keeping it together. It was kind of an amazing lesson in, like, gender and seasickness.
Stomach, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was traumatic, and
people were crossing themselves left and right.
We were considering staying on the Aeolian Islands forever, just so we could avoid coming back across that sea.
Yeah. It's interesting how you said we save people, and then Elizabeth, you said, "Well, you save people." You're in that kind of blurred authorship mode, even talking about Italy.
Yes.
Yeah. Why blur the distinction of authorship?
For me, the joy of this piece was sending it back and forth to each other, and finding a voice that we could get outside of ourselves to write in, and let that voice write the book, which we call in the book the writer of the Rome Mosaic. There's a lot of, I think, fruitfulness or liberation in writing in a collaborative voice for me.
I mean, it started because we were both writing on our own, not planning to write a book together at all, not planning to collaborate at all. We've never collaborated as writers before. So, you know, the material that we began with had the first person, both of us did. And then at a certain point, we made a decision not to distinguish ourselves.
Yes.
And like you said, ultimately, the book found a voice, and I was the voice.
And we were also playing with, you know, the book deals with Keats and negative capability quite a bit. So we are trying to be in that place of uncertainty. His idea of being negative capability as being comfortable in uncertainty without irritably reaching for the truth. So we felt like it was fun to play with that on many different levels, and the narrator being another example of sort of an uncertainty.
that scares people these days, doesn't it? I mean, we live in a very tribal age, a very identity-oriented age, and you're saying, fuck all that. In a way, aren't you doing that?
I think we're saying, well, we're not concerned with that. I wanted to, I have a...
In this book.
Yeah. I have a, I wrote this Charles Olson quote down. He says, he's talking about the I narrator. It is not I, even if the work appears biographical. Otherwise, we are involved in ourselves, which is demonstrably not very interesting, no matter who. And I think we very much feel that way in the book. And part of traveling, I think, being a good traveler is getting over yourself, is humiliating yourself and giving yourself to wherever you are, the culture that you're in, and not bringing your own baggage to the place that you're exploring.
Is that especially relevant when you're an American?
I think every country is has some. We aren't particularly
ugly.
Correct. I think ugliness is a universal characteristic.
You've never heard the phrase "the ugly Canadian," have you?
I've seen a couple.